You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Did you know that audiobooks have become one of the nation's largest booksellers' most popular format, accounting for 50% of all books that hit number one? I had the pleasure of reading my debut memoir, Stash My Life in Hiding, myself for audio. Apparently, this is a job that usually goes to an audiobook narrator or an actor. And now I know why. It's quite demanding. Scott and I wanted to share some Stash excerpts with you. But first, a little housekeeping. This audio excerpt is courtesy of Simon & Schuster Audio from Stash by Laura Cathcart Robbins, read by the author. Copyright at 2023 by Laura Cathcart Robbins. Use with permission of Simon & Schuster, Inc. Now, please enjoy this brief excerpt titled Prologue, right after this message from us.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
To purchase your copy of Stash My Life in Hiding audiobook, click the link in the show notes. For years, I've prided myself on keeping it hidden. I hide it in decoy pill bottles in our guest bathroom. I hide it in my coat pockets and in my makeup bags. I hide it in the toes of my rain boots and two rows behind the vanilla extract in the kitchen cabinet. I keep copious coded notes in journals and my Filofax, writing down dates and places. I keep the journals hidden in a rusty locked trunk in our attic. Refill days are like the 4th of July, or better yet, Christmas. The joy of driving out of the pharmacy parking lot with a full bottle. I sing along with Beyoncé or Gwen Stefani at the top of my lungs as I fly down Ventura Boulevard, smiling back at guys in their cars at stoplights. Why not? Life is freaking dope right about now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. The moment just before I take the first one is always so sweet. I fish the bottle out of the bag and hold it lovingly in my hand before giving it a little shake. The weight is good. Thank you, God. I feel like the fact I can tell how many pills are in a bottle just by the weight is a rare skill set. But I've never quite figured out where it would be most useful. A carnival, perhaps? Give me a bottle, any bottle, and I'll tell you how many pills are contained within. I brace myself for the endorphin rush that I'll get just after popping the childproof cap. It's so instant and powerful that it reminds me of the brain freezes I used to get when eating snow cones too fast. At the same time, I am already fearing the moment my beloved bottle is empty again. And that moment seems to come sooner and sooner every time.
And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible. And we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day. That's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hun?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on a Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.